The Bible says clearly that when he heard, he was teaching privately. He was gathering disciples. He was getting to be known as a rabbi. But when he heard that John had been taken into custody, he got up and began to declare where John stopped. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Was he successful? Yes. He told Peter and Co., behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the whole world. He showed them to Peter, and those ones got up and ran after him. He introduced the people. Listen, we are not going to dive into details now, but you know the principle of the third day that I've taught several times. That Jesus told the people, the Lord told the people in Exodus, he told Moses, go and tell them, prepare today, tomorrow, for on the third day the Lord will come. That's the way it goes. 2 days to prepare for the coming, the third day of the Lord. John the Baptist was the first and second days of Jesus Christ, and Jesus was the third day of John the Baptist. You get what I'm saying? That is, without John the Baptist, Jesus couldn't have manifested. Go and study the book of Luke very well. You'll find out that nobody that did not hear the baptism, that did not bear the baptism of John, got anything from the hands of Jesus Christ. The Pharisees that opposed him while he was alive, that's John, they had no choice. They continued to oppose Jesus when he began to manifest. That's why Jesus used to tell stories that a banquet was being prepared. Then they went on the roadside and gathered people, coming, 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 coming. They did not come. Then when the banquet was about to be served, they first locked the door. Once John died, the door was locked. Was he successful? Yes. He preached. He gathered people. They repented to prepare for the manifestation of Jesus Christ. What is success? Success is being everything that God created you to be. Are you getting my point? They can tell you stories. A man did a walk and won the Nobel Prize at the age of 26. That's his problem, not mine. I didn't do any work worthy of a Nobel Prize at the age of 26. Doesn't concern me. When I'm not going to go to heaven, they say, everybody line up, Nobel Prize winners on this side. Nothing like that. No, nothing like that. Success is not judged by how I compare with my, quote, mates. No, it's not. Have you built a house? People go around preaching. If at the age of 40, you don't own your own house, you're a failure. I said Matthew chapter 75, verse 82, apparently. And these are preachers. Mount a pulpit. If at the age of 40, you have not yet done this, you're a failure. I want nonsense. Jesus said a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things that he possesses. How can you open your mouth in a pulpit and tell me that if a man does not have a house at a particular age, he's a failure? Paul failed all his life. That's what you're saying. Success is defined by how much I manifested the plan of God for my life. Therefore, no human being can judge me successful or otherwise. Most of the people that men celebrate are going to hell. You don't know that? There are Christians being celebrated. And God says, I'm going to kill this guy. Just watch him. Watch me. I'm icing him neat. Why? Because he has done what is popular. The other day, we were watching in my house, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And they said, who won 2 awards in South Africa, so and so and so. So, yeah, they now say, Femi Kuti, for a song that God can kill a human being for. A song that was so bad, Nigerian Broadcasting Corporation banned it on their airwaves. South Africans gave him an award. You know, songs that you hear once, you tune your radio and call your children. If you ever play this song, 2 people are going to punish you. Me, first, before God has a chance. You know what I mean? You line the children up. If I ever hear you dance while this song is going on, you're in trouble. I will so finish with you, you won't sit down for a week. Yet, he got awards for it. Forget what human beings celebrate. Forget what human beings celebrate. Success is not defined by how much you are celebrated. Not at all. Success is not defined by how much you are celebrated. Listen, if you're an American preacher, to be on television is very easy. I hope you know that. So, whether you're a preacher on TV or not, it's not what defines success. There are many successful pastors, as I'm speaking, who are preaching in Peru. Where did I say? But you don't know. Normally, they don't speak your language. They don't have the money to go on international TV. If you have to go use popularity, when we get to heaven, American preachers go live, and then go take all the crown in heaven. But when we reach there, you go know the truth. Success is not judged by how much people give you acclaim, how much you are acclaimed worldwide, how much people celebrate you. You've heard me say this several times. When I was much younger as a Christian, I used to wonder how come an unbeliever is the richest man in the world. And God is saying, in effect, says who? In Revelations, God said, I know your deep poverty. He said, but in fact, you are very rich. You know, that's what he said. One of the churches. He said, I know of your poverty. That's what men say. He said, but as far as I'm concerned, you are rich. Then he turned to another church. He said, you say I'm rich, but you don't know how wretched you are. Let me say it again. What is success? It is how much I am conformed. Are you getting my point? To the plan of God for my life. How much do I manifest it? You know, sometimes, you know, you have to be careful what you read. You have to be very careful. When you are reading, like somebody said, you must read like a cow. You know how cows chew? You know, that is when they chew the grass, spit out the stick. That's what one woman wrote in one book. That when you are reading, you will read as the way a cow chews. Grab everything from my mouth, chew and spit out every other thing. Like I used to say when my son Akindu was small, you give him fish in the mouth. There are times he will eat. Put his hand in like this, give it to you. That's a piece of bone you forgot inside. You get what I'm saying? Yes. But I'm saying when you are watching TV, when the world is talking, be careful. Don't let them teach you their standards. Because that's what they are subtly trying to do. I remember all the time, the day they asked Pat Robertson's wife, what's your greatest achievement in life? He said, raising my 4 children. Yeah. And there's another woman who also said the same thing. I think it's John Hagee's wife also. Can't remember who said that also. He said, what's your greatest achievement in life? He said, raising my 4 children. That was the greatest achievement. And listen, that's the will of God. Somebody was talking about George Bush. That's George Bush, the first George Bush, his wife. The man said, it happens to be one woman who married a president and raised another. It's an achievement. Because without her being there, that guy probably would not have made it to be president. Now that would the son has made to be president. So it's an achievement. I'm the wife of one president and the mother of another. What I'm saying is, forget what the world is celebrating. There are things the Bible says that are highly esteemed before men, but before God, nothing. Let me say it again. What is success? Success is conforming yourself with the reason why God made you. That's what it is. The world can't tell you whether you are successful or not. It's at the end that you will appear one day, they will tell you, well done, good and faithful servant. Oh, I think it was Catherine Kuhlman who was said to have said that that one thing when she gets to heaven, when she sees the Lord Jesus Christ, she will look at him and say, Lord, I tried. For all the fight, all the antagonism, Lord, I tried. Then in trying to preach this gospel, I tried. I'm adding my own words now. In trying to be what you created me to be, I tried. Not in trying to satisfy people. In trying to be popular, in trying to make it early, trying to be named amongst the richest men in Africa. No, no, no. It's in trying to be exactly what you created me to be. That's what success is. That's what success is. I hope you've gotten my point. Am I clear what I've said? If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
Very good. Now, let me go to my next point. You know, all of this that I'm saying is just introducing what I want to talk about. I hope you know that. Yes, I mean, there's nothing I've said now you haven't heard me say at least 5 times before. That's if you are not even a veteran here. For those who have been with me from the beginning,
Say, Pastor Bangi, preach another one. I have 17 tips in which you discuss this matter. So there's nothing new. You get my point? All right? I'm just trying to put things together. Now, again, let me go to the next point. Again, still reviewing before I sit on the main thing which we are going to be on for some time. Not just one day, not 2 days, maybe more than that. All right? That's concerning the Word of God. Now, again and again, I've defined the word grace. What grace is. I've said to us several times that nobody, all right, can succeed before God without using the power of God. It's not possible. Say, God is all in all. This is how God is. He teaches you, sets the question, tells you how to answer it. And if you beg him, he'll tell you which answer to give. Then he marks it and says to you that you are successful. Say, but you were the one that helped me. He said, you know what I'm marking? That you allowed me to help you. Are you getting my point? That's what God is. Listen, let me say to you again. The difference between Esau and Jacob is that Jacob allowed God to help him and Esau was too strong. He did not need help. Are you getting what I'm saying? The difference between Esau and Jacob, why God loved Jacob and hated Esau is what I'm saying to you. It was because Esau was good, a good man, a strong man. He knew how to plan, how to make his goals and achieve his goals, how to achieve his dreams. He knew how to do it. He knew all the principles of building a business, how to rise up early and go to bed late and explain to you the reason why you have not succeeded is because you are lazy. Why he's strong. He knew how to do it. That was an Esau. What was Jacob? If you don't bless me, you ain't going anywhere. If you don't bless me, I can't do well. That's Jacob. When he says, see God's blessings there, he runs after it. Look at every other thing. Say, wait, let's get that one first. All other things will be added to us. That's what Jacob is. Those are the people that God regards highly. Those who say, I can't do it. I don't know anybody. I don't know the principles, but I know how to pray. If I pray, God will help us. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's what Jacob is. God does not like strong men. If you have things to rely upon, whether in yourself or around you, the degree you have, the intelligence you have, the knowledge you have, all those things, God easily gets tired. Those things actually, they constitute obstructions to the manifestation of his power. That's why. Not because he's egoistic, just likes to, you know, trumpet his own name. No, it's because indeed his name is worthy of all honor and glory. To him belongs all power. So if somebody does not allow him manifest, you are the one. Do you get my point? It's like a man says, we are going to nature. I can run. Hey, run now. Haley Gabriel Selassie, you are welcome. Start running. Me offering you a ride, I know what cars can do. Your generations have never seen a car. You get what I'm saying? So Esau says, I don't need your car. He has never seen a car. He doesn't know what a car can do. So he starts running. And the man who says, you know, I can't run. Help me. I said, okay, enter my car. In 1 hour, we're in Onitsha. Haile Gabriel Selassie runs 40 kilometers in 2 hours. He will do Onitsha in 6 hours. That's if we can make it at a stretch. Please, bear that in mind again. So what am I saying? To become everything that God wants us to be, he still requires or demands that we still wait for him to give us what? The power. He said, tarry in Jerusalem. Now, I'm sending you to all the uttermost parts of the world. But please, don't take a step until you are endued with power from on high. I'm going somewhere. I will introduce it and we will continue next time. He said, don't move until you are endued with power from on high. Even though I said to you, this is my plan for your life. You are going to preach this gospel to the uttermost parts of the world. But please, don't move until I give you the power to do it. You are following what I'm saying? That's how God is. He makes a plan about your life. He said, the Lord has sent me. And I ask another word to it. And his spirit. He has sent me and his enablement. When God makes a plan for my life, next thing he does is to create the power to make it possible for me to fulfill that which he created me to be. Then, this is what he demands from me. He now says, you want to go or you want me to help you?
Again, it doesn't force people.
I'm going somewhere in all things I'm saying.
Grace is when I allow God to work in my life to bring to pass that which He proposed.
You are getting what I'm saying?
Grace is when I allow God to work in my life so that His will for my life is done by His own power. Everything I do, they are just the things I do so as to cooperate with the working of God. When God called Moses, Moses was, you know, I told you before, we talked about zeal. Remember zeal? I said zeal needs a cure. Zeal is good if it's handled properly. When you act on zeal quickly, it leads into trouble. Moses had the zeal. He saw his people being punished. Therefore, he decided that, you know what we're going to do? We're going to rise up and fight. And God said, this is how He will scatter everything. So He threw him into the wilderness. Until next time they sent him, he said, I can't go. Next time they said, yeah, go. You are. He said, please, forget the idea. He said, but you wanted to deliver the people. He said, that was 40 years ago. A man was still strong that time. He said, those are just for the boys now. We are old men. In fact, I've so lost my self-confidence, I can't talk properly anymore. God said, that's what we're saying. Thank you very much. Now you are ready. Ready for what? And I said, this is how you go. I give you a staff. With that, you make and unmake staff. You know, I believe, all right, that one of the reasons why God gave him that is so to show to everybody that there's nothing the man is doing. Do you get my point? It's like I said, go and pack Atlantic Ocean out of where it is right now. Let's turn it into a desert. So how shall I do? I give you a spoon. It's obvious that this spoon ain't going to achieve anything. So whatever we are achieving, it must be by a power different from that of the spoon. How can you part a whole ocean by stretching a rod over it? Obviously, it's not you. So that's why the Bible said that God sent Moses with a mighty hand. Are you getting my point? When Moses said, just Moses, just don't worry, just go there. Whatever I tell you to say, say it. If you vex, vex. Then I say, I vex, so there will be lightning and thunder. Just watch it. Just by vexing and saying there shall be lightning and thunder will come. It's called my mighty hand. That's what is following you. Success for Moses will be to allow God's mighty hand to manifest. It's not to arrange, all right, after these PDP primaries, what are we up to next? Do you understand my point? No. Please, I hope you have another one. That's what grace is. That's what grace is. That's what God's grace is. Now, what is a man's job? What is a woman's job to do so as to allow this grace to be manifested? That's where I'm going in all these things that I'm introducing. There's a way life is. He said, God made men upright, but He sought out many devices. Listen to this. The power of God is like a dam. Let me put it like that. It's heavy, full of water, ready to be released. The only thing is that there is an obstruction, which is the dam wall, which we have created, listen to me, that's preventing the power of God to be released. What am I saying? God, whatever God has made you to be, it's under pressure to manifest. But what we have been doing, that's how human beings are. You're not specially bad as a person. That's just human beings are. That's how they are. It's what how do I say it now? That's what some preachers call flesh. You understand? Like, we are struggling with God. Therefore, what God is doing is trying to subdue us. Once we have been subdued, then His power automatically manifests. What God is doing is converting the Esau's down to Jacob. People who are weak, who are not strong in themselves, but are only strong in their relationship with God. What am I saying? Listen, what God takes time to do is to bring you to the place where His will for your life and His power for your life is automatically manifested. That is what the work is. They came to Jesus and said, what must we do to do the works of God? He looked and said, the work of God is that you believe. That right now you are struggling too hard. You don't believe anything. If you believe, then you see the power of God manifested. He said, who has believed our report? To that person, the arm of the Lord will be revealed. Are you getting what I'm saying? What am I saying here? I know what I'm going somewhere in all things I'm saying. The job, now listen to this. The job we all have as believers, which is what I want to discuss again beginning from today. The job we all have is to allow ourselves, listen to this, to become, it sounds so simple, don't miss it, to become exactly, listen to this, what God wants us to be in our hearts and our minds. And life automatically will respond to everything that we desire. Listen to me. Everything that you say. Listen. God didn't have to talk to Jesus to go and raise the son of the widow of Nain. You know what happened? Compassion moved him. I don't know whether he heard me. That is, a point came. If Jesus says this is bad, it's automatically corrected to being good. The Lord didn't whisper to him that cause that tree. He just got there and got angry with the tree. Oh God, I wish you get my point. You know, you're driving on the road. And one driver drives north and says, this is how they drive and they will just get accident. If Jesus said that, that car will burn. I don't know what I hear what I said. Assuming that Jesus was driving on the road, and the driver drove nonsense, and the Lord said, it no go better for you. Just watch it. That guy's life is wrecked. You know the way we say it? Idiot! As you talk that idiot, the guy's brain evaporates. Do you understand my point? He becomes stupid. Now, you can imagine, therefore, that it's risky for the Lord to distribute that amount of power inside this room right now. There was a day I came in here. There was an issue with this building that time. So, there was some issue with the locks and all of that. The doors were not proper. The place was not secure. So, one man came in and stole our tapes, some of our equipment, little things that we kept in here. And that day, of course, I saw his the footprint, the dirt that his foot left as he climbed over the wall over there to climb into that office. That day, I remember I was very angry. I stood like this. I was angry. I remember what I said. I said, Lord, I serve you with all my heart. Kill this man the next place he climbs. I stood. I said, let every rising of his be met with a fall. I cursed that guy so bad. Jonathan came later, prostrated or got a beg. I don't know him, but he will die. He saw how angry I was. Now my case said the stiff wire. Things will replace 10 times over a short time later. But I was so livid with rage that how dare you? Where we do nothing but preach the word of God. Are you getting my point? I was so angry. Jonathan was there as I was crossing the press. After, I think 2 days later, he said, sir, I want to tell you something. He said, I have thought about it. That guy, I think, is going to die. So I have come to plead. I can't remember how we solved it. But you know what I'm trying to tell you? God says, see, bank, wait in the thief. Did they slap you? No, they just thief your tape. You won't keep us. And you get what I'm saying? I was reminding my wife of a story, something that happened some time ago. A man annoyed me so much. You see, I understood spiritual principles. I was so angry. The man didn't know why I didn't talk to him. Because that day, I don't think I was wrong. I had this conviction in my heart. If I opened my mouth, that guy would meet an accident that day. I might die. I don't want to give you these details. But it was not a very serious thing that you should kill a man for. But I was just angry. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, I'm bringing out an issue here. Before God allows certain amounts of power into you, he has to be sure you don't kill every thief that breaks through your window. I don't know whether you heard me. He has to be sure. He has to be sure. Some people insulted. Now. If I'm going on the road and somebody tells me that's Banky, say, my friend, come back from here. You did Chris. And you are with me. You know, you look like, excuse me, please. Excuse me. Is that Pastor Banky? You just asked whether he's mad? And I'm a small guy like me. Imagine the Lord Jesus Christ going somewhere. And the whole city decided to riot against him. Peter, James, and John couldn't understand it. Say, Lord, move back, move back. We're about to go fire. Now, do you get my point? They were angry. And this is a man they love and respect. They've seen him do things for people. He raises the dead to help people. He feeds multitude. He solves problems for people. He was only coming to their town to come and help them. And look at what they are doing. He said, "Master, please, just give us small anointing. Just drop on here, drop on here. You don't need to do it. Just move back." Let me add my own words to it now. The Lord said, "This is why the Lord didn't give you directly. Because by now, half of Israel will be up in smoke." So he said to them, "You don't know the kind of spirit that you have." I hope you get what I'm saying. Let me go back to what I was saying. Now you've gotten me. I am saying, there's a place God wants to transform you into. That's your heart, your person. That a time comes, you just wish for something. And next day, the events of this earth are rearranging to bring that wish to pass. Listen, executing success in life. Now, you know we have defined success now, right? Becoming successful in life is not... Yinka asked me a few days ago. He said, "Sir, this year, are you planning to read any other book apart from core spiritual books?" That is, there's a reason why I asked. In previous time, we have discussed things like that. That you see, sometimes when you read books that are not very spiritual, if you are not careful, they make you so wise. You are too wise for the power of God. Are you getting what I'm saying? Meanwhile, what God is trying to do is make you foolish. So that in your foolishness, you will discover the power of God. That's why he was asking me. In life, we have to be very smart so that we don't get so wise. We are too wise for the power of God. Let me go back to what I was saying. So success is not in how much I have become so wise in arranging the affairs of life. Success is not in an MBA. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's not in the skills of business. Now listen to me. You will have skills. Do you have an amen? You will. But that's not what success is in. It is in being transformed, becoming exactly what the Lord wants your heart to be. Listen, why I said everything I said is this. A time comes, listen, when you have become that, you'll be going on the road. And you say, "It would be good though for a road to connect here to there. If that happens, this place would be a very good place for this kind of business." And that's it. Next day, somebody, an angel will wake the governor in the morning. "Wake up, sir. Get your structural, what they call them, town planners and your engineers. A road needs to pass here." And listen, I'm writing an article right now. For those of you on our mailing list, you'll soon get it. What I call the simplicity of the miraculous. Miraculous things don't always come out of the blue. Just Jengen, James Bond. Or is it Ben 10? No. Miraculous things, the way they happen sometimes, that man will just wake up. And suddenly he'll be driving around in town. He said, "Don't you guys think that if we did this and we did that, this will happen?" And they say, "Yes, sir." He said, "In fact, when we get to the office now, let's begin to plan on it." They begin to plan. Before you know what's happening, he said, suddenly it's urgent. You know, there's a way God puts urgency into the heart of the king. It's only urgent to him. Before the end of the year, they've issued the contract. The following year, the road is there. And somebody looks to you and says, "Sir, was this not the place you said about 18 months ago that it would be nice if a road connected here?" There it is. A road has connected it. I don't know what I heard. Listen. God, each person has his path. Can you remember that? There are those that have their path. You know, the other day, my wife and I, we prayed here, then my wife and I prayed at home about what I want done concerning ministry. Hear me. I am relaxed in my soul. I know it will happen. If God has to build radio stations, he will. The way I understand myself now, I cannot determine currency rates, exchange rates by my desires. There are people here that God said, "That is your own part." I don't know what I heard I said. You will read a newspaper. You say, "Why is a pound going for this amount against a dollar?"
I think it doesn't make sense. If it's like this, our investments in Europe will not be very fruitful. I think the pound should adjust against the dollar to this at this particular rate. Just a casual talk, and you close the paper. Next day, a European Central Bank will adjust interest rates in such a manner that the value of the euro will adjust, the pound will follow suit.